This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Bucks never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
What player do you want to see move this summer? Now, normally on a Thursday, we do a Twitter poll question. I felt like we didn't need to do that because Marzion took it upon himself to do one yesterday. And I tweeted at Marzion and said, we're back to doing this again. And, you know, during the season, Marzion always would play it off like, hey, I'm not trying to get anybody upset about this whole getting upset at me about trading Bobby Portis, but I'm just saying, like, Now I feel like Marzion has decided he's going to stick both feet in the dirt and in the sand and say, to hell with this. I'm planting my flag here. I'm moving on from Bobby Portis. That's the best option, and I'm not moving. Marzion, am I reading the room correctly? Is that where you're at right now, where you've just decided you're all in on moving Bobby Portis, and it's going to be you against the world if that's what it ends up being at the end of the day? Is that where we're at?
Yes. Now, here's the thing. So during the season, I was much less adamant about it. And I didn't even have a strong, like, I really need to trade Bobby because team's playing well. You know, during the deadline, I was like, okay, would I look to potentially move him if they can get you a really good deal? Yes. I don't think he should be considered like untouchable by any means. And I'd mentioned that, but I wasn't like pushing for them to do it. I didn't expect them to do it, whatever. That's during the season when everything's going well. You think that this team's going to go win a title, yada, yada. Well, then they lose in the first round. Yes, that's going to change some stuff. And I'm glad they got a new coach in here. I think that's a big, you know, help. Just get a new coach in. But this is what I keep telling people, man. And I just don't think people step back and look at the whole situation and analyze, like, okay, what can we do to improve the roster? You can't do much because they don't have space to sign anyone. They're not going to trade Chris. They're not going to trade Drew. Unlikely. I mean, I really, really doubt it. And even if you do trade one of those guys, the chances of you getting better this year are unlikely. You can get someone who's younger and extend your window a little bit, but I don't think if you trade one of those guys, you're going to get better right now. So I think most Bucks fans agree that this core right now is a very, you know, it's a major contender. This team can win another title. They'll be one of the top three contenders next year. And so you want to maximize that. Okay. So if we all agree on that, you know, at least most of us, that Giannis, Chris, Drew, Brooke, those guys are probably not going anywhere, but that core is a contender. Do you want to try to make the team better, or do you want to just leave the team exactly as it was last year when they lost in the first round? Because me personally, I can't get down with just, let's run everything back, and you're going to lose some of those, and you know, guys on the end of the bench and whatever. You're going to have to, you know, get a few vet minimum guys in here, and you can't. People think they can just sign whoever. You have no space. We can sign like one guy for like $5 million potentially if they stay under the second apron, and then you can sign vet minimums. That's it. So we don't have much room to
stay under the second apron if they pay Lopez and Middleton.
And so if they go over the second apron, you only can sign vet minimum players. So you're not getting anyone that's going to save the day in free agency. So if that's the case, your options literally, again, we're assuming that you can't get anyone in free agency really besides vet minimums, and you're not going to get rid of the top four guys. Your options are very limited at that point. And it's, again, either run it back completely the same or try to make some upgrades where you can. And yes, you know, you're going to get a valuable player back, you're going to have to give up someone who has some value that you do still kind of like. That's how it works. You can't trade terrible players that nobody likes and get valuable, really good players in return. It's not going to work that way. So I look at it as really the only option, because you're not going to trade just Pat and get much in return, probably not enough to make that worth it. You're probably not going to trade Grace and then get enough in return to make that worth it just alone. Bobby can get you some value. He's the only guy on the team, in my opinion, that you can trade, get a valuable playoff player back potentially,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!